Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Chicks Talking Footy team. It's an exciting part of the season with the last ever game of the AFL 2017 season coming up. I'm Fee.
I'm Beck.
I'm Bree.
And we love talking footy. We have a very special guest with us for this segment today, and her name is Bridget Barker. She's the Manager of Diversity and Inclusion at the North Melbourne Football Club. Welcome, Bridget.
Thanks for having me. I'm just adding to the B's there with the Bridget.
That's right.
Oh, that's you really are. You've got a double B.
Yeah, that's
right. That's me. We'll just call you Biona for the rest of the season. Yeah.
Spot the odd one out. Where's Wally? But anyway, Bridget, tell us what because this role is a fairly new role for a lot of clubs, and even the AFL themselves have employed a diversity inclusion manager only 18 months ago with Tanya Hosh. But what is involved in the day-to-day life of a diversity manager?
Sure. So, yes, you're exactly right. When Tanya Hosh was employed by the AFL, I think that was sort of a really big impetus for North to look at how we could have a similar role. I'm not as senior or as experienced as Tanya Hosh. I wish I were. Mm. But really my role came about through North Melbourne's desire to bring a lot of the work that we do for our diversity and inclusion work that we have done in the huddle, but to bring that into the community engagement department and really focus on promoting safe, welcoming and inclusive junior football club environments in our regions, but also across our business. So my role is to work with the junior footy clubs to include young people from diverse backgrounds, gender inclusive and so forth, but also to work at the North Melbourne Footy Club on a number of initiatives like our Reconciliation Action Plan, our gender equality strategy and all of that.
Fabulous.
And obviously North Melbourne has that tradition of being quite involved in the community. Why is that so important to a football club? Because I think there's a lot of football clubs that would think, oh, well, we'll just go and play. We don't need to engage the local community. Why is North different like that?
I think it's really genuine with North, which is something that, I studied a Bachelor of Arts and I've always loved footy. I coach women's footy and have been involved in a number of ways. I didn't think that a football club, an AFL club, was this genuine in what they do with the community. So I think it comes from a really genuine place, but also from a place where, you know, North, I think our stance on pokies and gambling revenue is that we're obviously the only Victorian club to take zero.
Well done on that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of that. And I think that, again, talks to the genuine need. When we talk about community, we mean it genuinely. So the importance is, you know, it's because it's the right thing to do. Yeah.
Mm. Bridget, just going back on your point you just made previously, what type of work would you be doing with junior footy clubs to promote inclusion?
So, I mean, we're starting, we've employed a young man by the name of Samuel Malau, and he's of a refugee background. He came to Australia when he was about 12. And through his experiences and some work with AFL Victoria and the Centre for Multicultural Youth, we've started doing some cultural diversity training with the junior football clubs. But it's not just a go in, fly in, tick a box and fly out again. It's a much more sort of comprehensive program whereby we then work with those junior football clubs over a 12 to 18 month period to implement some programs to ensure that, you know, they are connecting with the diverse communities, particularly in the city of Wyndham, such a diverse and growing community. Yep. that might even just be cultural lunches or language diversifying on their flyers, etc.
And it's a bit topical at the moment, but does the club have an official stance on marriage equality and, I guess, a public stance on that?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you know, when I think about North and who we are as a club, we do promote safe, inclusive and welcoming environments wherever we are. If we look at Ben Brown and the work that he's doing through the equality campaign, the club's really supportive of Ben in that. I think, like I said before, we're genuine in wanting everybody from every background to feel included at our football club. Our vision is to be the club of choice, and that's from elite through to grassroots, no matter what background, sexuality, gender, you know, culture. That's where we sit on that one.
Bridget, talk to us about AFLW.
Oh, I could talk to you for like 15 million years on that. What can I say? So I'm the head coach of the Western Jets TAC under 18 girls team. So just come from the WRFL Best and Fairest and seen a few of the girls there do really well in their age group. So look, I think women's football, it's just been such an important piece for men and women in our community to see women being strong. Footy's so empowering for women. And, I remember the first shepherd I did. I know that sounds weird, but shepherding, it's just, you never get encouraged to use your body in that way as a woman. And when you are in a positive sort of strong setting like a footy field, it's, there's nothing better.
Yeah, don't try it at the pub.
Yeah, no.
And are we going to have some women kangaroos hopping around?
Oh, look, it is about, what are we, 6 or 7 days until we find out, less. So I really hope so. I think we have done absolutely everything we can to put our best foot forward. I think, again, we are really passionate about women's football. Our connection with Melbourne Uni Women's Football Club has been there for 5 years. I hope so, but until I see that that confirmation, my dreams won't be realised. So we'll see.
And what's your relation? Well, what's the club's relationship with the Blue Roos? I know you've been very supportive.
Yeah, certainly.
How do you see that going forward?
Look, we I think with Pat and Luke, we've sat them down and sort of had some really great conversations about, particularly with our diversity sort of strategies more broadly and where that's going. We're in no rush to sort of make a big statement about every single thing that we're doing, but we want to work genuinely with the Blue Roos and all sorts of other groups to ensure that we can, as I said, be the club of choice and really promote some welcoming, inclusive environments. But I think also the fact that they're a coterie group who we have brought in from a pretty early point of view was something that was really important to have, things like the Kick to Kick earlier this year and initiatives like that will be great going forward.
And they're really, really good looking.
They really
are. It doesn't hurt.
One of the more handsome LGBTI supporters going around, I have to say.
Pat and Luke.
And I've done my research.
Yeah. And some of them are single. So if you want to join that group, even if you don't barrack for North Melbourne.
I was going to say, not less for me, but,
we're all about diversity.
Yeah,
diversity
that's right.
Of clubs,
exactly.
That's all right too.
Diversity of handsomeness.
And inclusion.
And inclusion, yep.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in and chatting to us about what's going on at North Melbourne.
Yeah, it
really
sounds
appreciate
like,
your time.
You're doing some wonderful work down there.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We'd love to stay in touch with what you're doing. So if there's great events coming up or things that you're doing, please let us know and we'll...
Absolutely.
We'll help put the word out.
Yeah, no, that sounds really great. We would love everybody from the Joy FM community to be, knowing what's going on, and I'm more than welcome to come down and join in.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.